Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Thursday morning. Alan, a lot of people get heartburn.
That's true. There are a lot of reasons for heartburn. But as the 2,000-year-old man once said, his two major rules for life is never get in an Italian sports car and don't ever eat fried foods.
Well, there's a somewhat disturbing, I would imagine, for many people who take the so-called proton pump inhibitors like Nexium, Prilosec, and Prevacid. Article in the Washington Post yesterday, common heartburn medications linked to greater risk of heart attack. However, you're advised not to panic and to consult your physician. According to the study, a novel data mining project reveals evidence that a common group of heartburn medications taken by more than 100 million people every year is associated with greater risks of heart attack. That's from Stanford University, and it looks like 16% to 20% more likely to suffer myocardial infarction.
Well, I'm one of them, and I think there are an awful lot of people who take this and have been taking it for years. You know, when it first came on the market, the idea was you'd take it for a short time. But many people, and again, I'm one of them, have said, okay, this is the way in which, we're going to prevent this terrible, terrible way of living. And if you have heartburn, it's a pretty good sign that your esophagus is being attacked. And that, of course, means dysplasia, cancer, and Barrett's disease. And what you don't want to do, obviously, is have any of that. So it's six of one, half a dozen of another. The one thing I can tell you, having lived with this kind of thing all of these years, is that, you know, you take your doctor's advice, and then pretty soon, sooner or later, you'll get something like this, which is going to say, hey, there's been a risk here that you weren't aware of.
Now to another issue that may be giving law enforcement some heartburn, Alan, and that is the continuing investigation to the prison escape. David Sweat and Richard Matt, two convicted murderers on the run. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo met at the facility, Clinton Correctional Facility, yesterday to announce some new investigations after interviewing a civilian employee, Joyce Mitchell. They've learned some more information, and Vermont Governor Shumlin saying they felt David Sweat and Richard Matt, New York was going to be hot and Vermont would be cooler in a camp and Vermont might be a better place than in New York. And of course, Governor Shumlin and Governor Cuomo urging Vermonters and those in northern New York to be vigilant, lock their doors, and be safe.
Well, that's right, David. This is a great fear for everybody that there's going to be a knock on the door. They're going to put a knife to somebody's throat. And so far, we haven't seen any evidence that that's happened. I am interested in this idea that the newspapers would be, and the media would be, basically beginning to name names of the inside help that they had. As of yesterday, it looked like this woman who had been a suspect, who had worked in the laundry, was off the hook. Then, all of a sudden, it's come back with a vengeance. So we really don't know. All I know is the idea that anybody would risk years of incarceration, because if they find somebody here, they're going to throw that person in jail for a long time as an example of what people shouldn't do if they work in prisons. So once again, you say, what could they have been thinking?
What is Russian President Putin thinking? We see an article in the New York Times today. Increasing call on Baltic. The Russian Navy is back. Since the conflict in Ukraine began last year, Russian warships have regularly entered a zone where cables are being installed to link Lithuania to Sweden's electricity grid.
Well, you know, this guy, Putin, is pretty obvious. Like the great menaces of the past, you know, he goes where he thinks he can, and he pushes and he pushes and he looks for areas of vulnerability. He wants to know whether people are going to stand in his way or not. And it is clear that he is not going to stop. This is the way that he has enhanced his reputation with the nationalistic folks in the old Soviet Union, now Russia, which is beginning to look more and more alike. And you have a real sense that, like every other time that the free world has been pushed into something like this, either they stand up or they lose.